top five of the week, but apparently it's a bit about me.
Your last day today for the year, so you're going out with a bang, Roo.
All right, let's see how we go.
The top five things we learnt about Roo this year.
Number five.
We learnt there won't be any more Rasciutto kids.
Because Roo got the snip.
Today you go in for the snip.
Yeah.
So we had to chat to the doctor.
The man on the tools today, so to speak.
And learnt what a VIP is.
Dr. Richard Wells, good morning. Now, you know this is a very, very, very important penis and testicles.
This is a VIP one. Very important set. Absolutely.
Very important penis.
VIP. He did give me a very interesting text last night. Said, Doc, do I have to shave my balls totally or just a bit shortish? Who's gonna shave
me? Yep, who's going to shave him? Roo got his lovely wife, Sarah, to help him mow the bottom paddock.
Jabs crackers out here, and we're going to go with the scissors first. Let's do a bit of a...
Get rid of the
get
bowl.
Through the forest. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh. Oh, yeah.
This is good.
Careful.
Oh, sorry. What's that there?
It's a ball bag.
Yep, he got the snip, but was a bit nervous about the post-operation test drive.
I gave him a run Saturday night when I was...
You fired a shot.
Just to check him out. Jeez, I was nervous. And then when it all went smooth, I tell you what, my heart rate dropped.
Oh, well, have a beer. Have a cigarette.
It still works.
Number four, speaking of bodily functions, we learnt it's been a smelly year for Roo.
I had goat for tea and goat in my guts,
don't work.
I was a farting machine last night, so the wife was not coming anywhere near me. But
she's just wafting the sheets as we speak, just airing them out.
I was the greatest of all time last night, farter, after eating the goat. Good morning, Sarah.
Yeah.
Oh, and Sarah's on the line.
Just had to ring in because it's pretty funny. My worst smell would have to be getting into bed some night and my husband has a little present ready for me.
Oh,
when I pull the sheets back.
Oh, Sarah. Oh.
And he is disgusting. Oh. It's like he waits until I get in there.
Number three.
Not only did Roo drop his guts this year, he also dropped a few F-bombs, and on air, might I add.
Listen closely to this F-bomb when he was commentating a Crows loss.
Great stuff. Intercept the handball and kicked it inside attacking 50. But it's a wayward kick and Scott picks it off with the dog.
How many of these forwards are going to play from behind?
You know, when you support a Roo as well, you got to make sure you don't swear into the mic.
Sideways.
Well, how about this F-bomb when he was talking about magpie season?
With a mask on, as you know, hard to tell who people are, so they won't take any risks. They'll get their testes and they'll go,
dump that. Roo's just dumped himself. Gee, calm down, Roo.
Maggie season brings the best out.
It does. That was aggressive.
That's all right.
Wow.
Let's have a break.
Yep, time for a break.
Let's hear a word from our sponsors.
Get 15% off the perfect Christmas gifts at Spartans Big Small... Is that right?
Yeah.
Big Small Appliance Save. I should have read that beforehand.
.sa.gov.au. A message from the Government of South Australia.
A live read. Oh, okay. Well,
just bear with me. This is my department. Hang on. Here you go, Roo. Getting it up. There you go.
Oh, okay. Oh, this is good. In June, tickets on sale now at tickertech.com. .com.
What about a promo for your own show, Roo?
If you want to hear more, go to...
If you want to hear any of that...
If you want to hear any of that, just go and listen to
And the number one thing we learn about Roo this year is when he became a godfather.
Super honoured to be asked to be a godfather of a mate's son. So that was what it was about. But the funny part of it is a week and a half ago, I had a big day on the booze. The mother of the lad that I was godfather for rang me up to ask me if I'd be the godfather.
So she called you when you were in your sesh, your red wine
sesh. She called me when I was about 6 hours in, and I think I was just clicking into top gear.
Yeah, okay.
All right. When she rang me to ask me if I'd be the sponsor for her son, which is the term used, which I'd never heard of.
I know what it means, but
how much is that going to cost?
You think the kid was going to wear Alma across his shirt or something?
The top five things we learnt about Roo this year.
Oh, great year, Roo. Well done.
Nothing about punting there. That's a surprise, but all the other parts of my life.
The ball shaving for me, that was...
Oh, that was really
tickler. I wasn't here for that. That was... Yeah. Sarah deserves some sort of Purple Heart medal for that.
Well, you stick around, there'll be more of that gold next year. Don't worry.